Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for your words. We thank you for the Bible. Thank you that you, by your Holy Spirit, got all these people to write it down for us. We thank you for Luke, who was obedient to you in writing these words for us. We pray that that same Holy Spirit would help us now to listen and to really try to understand what you've got to say to each of us today. We pray for Alice, Lord. We thank you for her. We thank you for her preparation. We pray that you would, by your Spirit, give her all that she needs to help us understand what you've got to say to each of us today. Amen. So Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 25. So this story picks up when Jesus is born. He's been circumcised after 8 days, and this happens about 40 days after he's born. Part of the law of the Old Testament law would be that the parents of Jesus would bring him to the temple to be presented to the priests in the temple. And while they're there, this happens. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When Jesus' parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem.
Thank you, Dave. Good evening, everybody. Let me just move this a little bit. You might want to just keep that open, if that's all right. So, just how prepared for Christmas do you feel? Pretty good? Or if you're a bit like me, a bit anxious? I like to self, for some of you that know that I like a bit of a challenge. So I always set myself the 12th of December as my target to have everything done by, to have all my presents done, to have the food, to have everything, the Christmas cards done, everything. Well, some of you will realise that tomorrow is the 12th. It's our wedding anniversary. That's why I set myself that target. And has to be said, I am not there. I have a few presents. I do have the Christmas cards, but they are still in their packets. And I do have some pigs in blankets in the freezer, but that is it. I have a few lists around the place. I have a present list, I have the food list, I have the to-do list, and I have my work to be finished list. But they are kind of there, and then I have a few other things kind of going on in my head. And I am starting to feel a bit anxious. But in the middle of all of this kind of, you know, messiness and kind of fluster, I just start to think to myself, should I be preparing to meet Jesus? What preparation am I doing to meet Jesus again this Christmas? My focus is on presents, on food, on finishing up work, on parties, on concerts, everything. But isn't there something else? am I not missing something? Am I going to get to Boxing Day, breathe a huge sigh of relief and sit down and then think, I have missed something here. I wonder how ready I am to receive Christ this Christmas. Am I and are you really prepared to see him and to know him for who he truly is? I don't know if you've thought about that. Maybe you don't know him and you are just wondering, well, is there more to it? Isn't it about the presents and the food and the family and all of that? Maybe you're wondering that. Or maybe you're like me thinking, I am missing something. In the midst of this busyness, I have missed something. So tonight, we're just going to use the story that we read of Simeon and Anna to think about how we truly prepare for Christmas. And what I mean by that is how we prepare to receive and welcome and know Jesus for who he really is. So I hope you've still got it open in Luke chapter 2. Now, as I started to look at this, I wondered, why does Luke include this little story? You know, it's not in the other Gospels, so it's there because Luke, who's really intentional about what he puts, he's picked it. It's there for a purpose. It's because he wants to tell us something. There must be a reason why he's included it in his gospel. You know, Simeon and Anna, they were some of the earliest witnesses of Jesus. But why them? What is it about these two people that become these early witnesses of seeing Jesus? And I don't know about you, but when I read this, I was really struck by how much there is here of the Holy Spirit. It feels like the Holy Spirit had actually picked these two people, that the Holy Spirit actually orchestrated all of this to happen. Look at verse 27, which is speaking about Simeon. It said, moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. And then look at verse 38, which is Anna. It says, coming up to them at that very moment. The Holy Spirit had moved these people to be in this place at that time to see Mary and Joseph with Jesus as they come. It wasn't just random. The temple's quite a large place. They could have been anywhere. But the Holy Spirit brought them together for that very moment. So what did the Holy Spirit see in these two? What is it about these two people that they were picked? What I think the Holy Spirit and therefore God saw in them was that they were prepared, both in their hearts and in their lives. They were prepared to meet Jesus. And we're just going to look at how we might know this and what it really looked like for them to be prepared. Okay, so first of all, they were looking for Jesus. Look at verses 25 and 26. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. And then Anna, in verse 38, it says, coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. They knew the Messiah was coming. They were looking for Jesus. Simeon, he had been given a promise by the Holy Spirit that he would see Jesus. And he had held on to that promise. He had stored it up. It had kept him going. It had sustained him. Anna, we don't get a lot of detail about Anna, but what I think we can take is that she was one of those people waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. She knows who to go to. When it says, look, she spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. She knows who to go to. She knows they will hear her. She knows they will receive that message because she is one of them. She is one of those who is waiting. She is looking. So they are both looking for Jesus. And it's worth just pausing for a moment to think about what was this hope that they were looking for? And the words Luke uses here are really interesting. Simeon speaks about the consolation of Israel. And for Anna, it's the redemption of Jerusalem. Luke is really intentional in using these words. They would have meant specific things to his audience. Consolation speaks of words of comfort, of restoration of something lost, of healing. And it references back to Old Testament prophecies, mainly in Isaiah, which look forward to the time when God is going to comfort his people, when there will be hope again, when the sin of Israel will be paid for, when Israel will be raised up again, when God's anger for their rebellion will be done with, when God will come to heal and restore and revive. And then redemption, the idea of saving, of regaining or buying something back, regaining something lost, clearing a debt, deliverance from something by payment of a ransom. So they were looking for the one, the Lord's Messiah, who was going to deal with the past, comfort, restore, and bring salvation to Israel. I think Anna and Simeon were especially fit to receive and welcome Jesus because they knew what they were waiting for. They were longing and they were looking for God to break back into history, console and redeem his people. They were looking for Jesus. That's what is going on in their hearts. But what did that look like in their lives? Well, they were wholehearted. Luke, again, is really keen to tell us about their characters and their lives. So Simeon, verse 25, was righteous and devout and had the Holy Spirit on him. And verse 37, for Anna, she never left the temple, worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. What godly people they were. They knew their scriptures. They followed the laws, the rules that God had set for how they should live their lives. They spent time with God's people. They prayed, they worshipped, and they even fasted. What godly people. They were wholehearted. Their whole lives, their characters, how they lived, how they behaved, their priorities reflected their hope and their expectation of Jesus coming. How challenging is that for us? You know, I know that most of the time my life does not reflect the hope that I have in Jesus. And it could be really tempting for me to look at these two and think, well, it was different for them. They had more time. They don't have my various to-do lists. They don't have the balls that I have to keep spinning and juggling in the air. They don't have the pressures that I have. It's different for them. So they could pray and fast and live their lives in the temple. I can't do that. Do you know, and that might be true. I doubt it. But I do think scripture is really clear about how we should live our lives, how I should live my life as I live out the hope that I know. In 1 Peter 1, verses 13 to 16, this is what Peter says. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. We, just like Anna and Simeon, are called to be righteous, to be devout, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to meet with God's people, to worship, to pray, to fast. You know, I can see why the Holy Spirit picked them. They were ready to meet Jesus. They were looking for him. They were expectant. They knew what they were looking for, and they had dedicated their lives, their whole lives, to that hope. And what is their reward? What is their reward? They get to see Jesus. They get to see Jesus. And they get to see him for who he is. You know, last week, David preached a brilliant sermon on the Transfiguration. Peter, James, and John, they didn't get it at that stage. Anna and Simeon, I think they get it. They see him. Simeon says, verse 30, my eyes have seen your salvation. He is looking at a 40-day-old baby. My eyes have seen your salvation. He is looking at salvation. He sees that salvation is a baby who becomes a man who dies to be the consolation and the redemption for all. Not just for Israel, for all. That's what Simeon sees. That's what Anna sees. What an amazing end to their lives. They have lived this hope. They've held on to this hope. They have lived it with their lives. And they get to see Jesus. It reminds me of that verse, a verse in 2 Timothy 4, verse 8, which says, now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. Not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. You know, I wonder whether the Holy Spirit would have picked me to be to one of those witnesses. I don't think he would. I wonder whether you think he might have picked you. How prepared are we? We're waiting for Jesus to come back again. We think about that at Advent as we not only think about Jesus coming as a babe and all that means, we think about him coming back again. How prepared are we for that? How prepared are our hearts? Are we looking? Are we expectant? Are we longing for the consolation and the redemption that only Jesus can bring? Are we living in light of that hope, like Simeon and Anna did? Are we so excited by that hope that we want to spend all our time with God's people, that we want to spend time in his word, that we want to be worshipping, we want to be fasting, but are we living holy lives? Or are we, as I have been, focused on the turkey, my Christmas cards, my to-do list, finishing at work, getting presents wrapped, getting the Christmas tree up? Is that where I am focused? You know, as I have prepared this, I have really felt my heart being stirred again to receive Jesus again, to see him afresh, to truly see him as he is. And maybe the Holy Spirit might be stirring your hearts too. And I think our challenge tonight and for the next 2 weeks is to think, what is how I'm going to spend my time? What is how I'm going to use my headspace? What does that say about where my hope is? What does that say about how excited I am to see Jesus as he truly is? How prepared are we to receive, to welcome, and to know Jesus for who he truly is? Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your word, and thank you for just the godly example of Saint Simeon and Anna. Lord, we are sorry for the times when we are not excited, when we're not looking, when we're not longing for your return. When we are focused on the stuff around us, the busyness, the preparations, everything else that needs to be done. Lord, would your Holy Spirit stir our hearts afresh that we might be ready and open and willing to see Jesus in all of his glory, in all of his splendor, in all of his majesty, to know the consolation, the comfort, the healing, to know the redemption and the salvation that only Jesus can bring. Amen.